Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
It's moving from California to the Northeast, that monster storm barreling across the country. Three people in Louisiana died as tornadoes battered that region. Storm chaser Michael Vinther in Keithville, Louisiana, ran from a tornado that came right at him.
I had to run east. I drove east about a mile, and then I was able to get myself in a safer position and still find a clearing to where I was able to continue recording the tornado as it moved off to the Northeast.
The AP's Ben Thomas.
To the north, blizzard conditions in the Great Plains, some 2 feet of snow in South Dakota. Forecasters expect the upper Midwest to be hit with ice, rain, and snow for days, and that'll move into the Appalachians and Northeast. Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service says temperatures will drop dramatically.
Pretty much every area east of the Rockies will see below normal to well below normal temperatures as we move through next week into the Christmas weekend.
I'm Ben Thomas.
We're not just wrestling with bad weather. COVID may surge this winter, say experts. We're learning that the Biden administration is again making some free COVID tests available to all American households. And that's not all.
Sources say the administration is putting surge teams and equipment on standby just in case hospitals and nursing homes get overwhelmed. But so far, there have been no requests. As Americans embrace a return to pre-pandemic activities, the administration has been struggling to convince more people to get the updated booster shots that better protect against the now prevalent Omicron variants. I'm Jennifer King.
Tragedy as France celebrates its victory in the World Cup semifinal. A car in the southern French city of Montpellier hit and killed a boy as crowds celebrated France's victory. The driver fled. Here in the U.S., the price of gas is down to $3.19 a gallon this morning. That's from the AAA. This is AP News. Over 3 million people visit the U.S. Capitol each year. They may soon not be seeing the image of one man.
Congress is moving to remove the bust of the Dred Scott decision author. The bust of a U.S. Supreme Court justice who wrote an infamous decision on slavery could soon be leaving the U.S. Capitol. The House has approved a bill that calls for removing the bust of Roger Taney, the nation's fifth chief justice. Taney wrote the infamous 1857 Dred Scott decision that held that African Americans were not citizens. The bust currently sits inside the entrance to the old Supreme Court chamber. The legislation also calls for a bust of Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall to be placed somewhere inside the Capitol. Marshall became the court's first black justice in 1967. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow dropped 142 points yesterday. The S&P fell 24. The Nasdaq fell 85 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm John Leatherby. In Chicago, the Knicks got 31 points from Julius Randle, while Jalen Brunson added another 30. New York won their fifth in a row, 128-120, in overtime. At Indy, the Warriors lost Steph Curry to a shoulder injury in the third quarter and still made it close against the Pacers.
Golden State came back from 25 down to pull to within a basket of Indiana late in the game, but the Pacers held on for a 125-119 win. Tyrese Halliburton had 29 points in leading the Pacers to their second win this season against the Warriors.
Any night, no matter who we're playing, we have an opportunity to win that game. We feel like we can compete on a nightly basis with everybody in the NBA. So obviously to come out here and beat these guys is a confidence booster for guys.
There's correspondent Tom McCabe. Alec Burks scored a season-high 27 points off the bench. Killian Hayes added 25 as the Pistons spoiled LaMelo Ball's return to the floor with a 141-134 overtime victory against Charlotte. A big night for the Nuggets' big man in Denver.
The Nuggets got the best of slumping, undermanned Washington 141-128. Denver has won three in a row. Without injured starters Bradley Beal and Kristaps Porzingis, the Wizards were as close as five in the fourth quarter before going on to lose their eighth in a row. Nikola Jokic led all scorers with a season-high 43 points.
There's Bruce Morton in the Mile High City. Other winners, the Kings, Cavs, Portland, Miami, Orlando, and the Clippers. Noah Syndergaard and the Dodgers have agreed to a $13 million one-year deal. That's according to a person familiar with the situation telling the AP, the 30-year-old splitting last season between the Angels and the Phillies. It'll be Argentina and France in Sunday's World Cup final after Le Bleu blanked Morocco 2-0 in Wednesday's semifinal. NHL, the Wednesday winners including the Wild, Senators, and Canucks. I'm John Leatherby, AP Sports.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates again.
We've continually expected to make faster progress on inflation than we have, ultimately.
The announcement by Fed Chair Jerome Powell was a half a point increase, not as much as earlier increases. Powell says the economy is showing some encouraging signs, but...
Two good monthly reports are, you know, very welcome. Of course, they're very welcome. But I think we need to be honest with ourselves that there's, you know, inflation, 12-month core inflation is 6% CPI. That's three times our 2% target. Now, it's good to see progress, but let's just understand we have a long ways to go.
Powell signaled more interest rate hikes are ahead from the Federal Reserve. As the founder and former CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, sits in a jail in the Bahamas facing fraud charges, a Senate committee talked about new regulations on cryptocurrency. Banking Committee Chair Sherrod Brown says there is too much uncertainty.
It's making money in crypto seems so easy. Too easy. Every crypto token could double or triple in value in a matter of hours or days. It didn't matter if it was created with vague details or as a joke, money still poured in. No one's laughing now.
Police near Phoenix say shots were fired in an Amazon Flex warehouse. The suspect is dead, shot and killed by an Amazon employee. Police say the suspect near Phoenix did not work for Amazon. A police sergeant in San Francisco testified the man accused of attacking the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said there was evil in Washington and he was looking to harm Pelosi because she is second in line for the presidency. The suspect broke into the Pelosi's San Francisco home. Ukrainian authorities say they thwarted a Russian attack on Kyiv, the capital city, and the surrounding region as their air defense system destroyed 13 explosive-laden drones. Officials say drone wreckage damaged five buildings in Kyiv. This is AP News. The AP named nine performers as Breakthrough Entertainers of the Year.
But my enemies call me Namor.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever is not the biggest role Tenoch Huerta has had, but it pushed him into the public consciousness. Other actors who grabbed the spotlight this year are Danielle Deadwyler, who played Mamie Till Mobley in the film Till, and Sadie Sink as the skater girl in Stranger Things. Stephanie Hsu in Everything Everywhere All at Once and Iman Vellani in Ms. Marvel had star-making turns this year, as did Bridgerton actor Simone Ashley, Daryl McCormick of Good Luck to You, Leo Grand, and Broadway actor Joaquina Calicongo. Musician Toby Nwigwe is on the radar of the Grammys. He's up for Best New Artist. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Twitter suspended an account that used publicly available flight data to track Elon Musk's private jet, despite a pledge by Twitter's new owner to keep it up because of free speech principles. The account had more than 500,000 followers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
President Biden is marking the 10th anniversary of the nation's worst grade school shooting. December 14th, 2012, 26 people killed at Connecticut's Sandy Hook Elementary. Most were 6 or 7 years old. They would have been high school juniors this year.
They had their entire lives ahead of them.
President Obama later called it his worst day in office.
And we're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
10 years later, President Biden says the nation should have societal guilt for taking too long to deal with this problem. In a statement, he notes some progress against gun violence and says he's determined to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, like the ones used at Sandy Hook. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stephen Twitch Boss, the dancing DJ from The Ellen DeGeneres Show, has died at the age of 40, according to his wife. Details on his death were not given. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his career.
My wish is that Twitch would come out here and dance.
Stephen Twitch Boss was the man who made Ellen DeGeneres dance. He started with the show in 2014, and by the time the show ended earlier this year, Boss was a co-executive producer. He made a name for himself when he was the runner-up on So You Think You Can Dance in 2008. Boss said in a 2010 AP interview, his life took some crazy turns.
Now, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. I never thought that a dance floor would take me this far, you know what I'm saying?
General Motors has announced a recall. More than 825,000 SUVs and cars in the U.S. and Canada. The automaker says the recall covers certain 2022 and 2023 Cadillac Escalade, Chevrolet Silverado 1500, Chevy Suburban and Tahoe, GMC Sierra 1500, and GMC Yukon SUVs. Also included are Cadillac CT4 and CT5s from the 2020 to 2023 model years and Buick Envisions from 2021 to 2023. GM says daytime running lights that stay on with headlights can cause glare for other drivers, increasing the risk of a crash. Last month, GM announced a recall of 340,000 big SUVs due to the same headlight issue. I'm Mike Hempen.
Are you going to your company holiday party this year? I mean, are you really going? After 2 years of Zoom parties, many companies are planning in-person holiday celebrations this year. Challenger Gray & Christmas, the hiring firm, says more than 57% of companies are planning in-person parties. Only 26% had them in 2021, and only 5% in 2020. Many parties will be more intimate, though, as companies try to accommodate workers who are increasingly remote and far-flung. One woman who works at a health and nutrition company in the Chicago area got so excited that her office party was back, she picked out her cocktail dress 2 months ahead of time. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.